Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time.
Welcome to Counting to Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Tzelem Elokim, seeing the inherent greatness inside of us. Today I want to talk about a person in Tanakh, in Bereishis, to be specific, who really can become a role model for us of how we can use Tzelem Elokim to do really big things. Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef finds himself in an almost impossible situation. He is being seduced by one of the most powerful women in Egypt, the wife of Potiphar. And in the moment in which she tries to draw him in, he has a moment of hesitation, which we see in the Psukim. And the Midrashim fill in for us. What was going on in Yosef's mind? What was going on in those moments that he stood in a moment of Bechira, like we spoke about at the beginning when we spoke about Rav Chaim Volozhiner? And he had this moment of whether he could choose to do the wrong thing or the right thing. And in that moment, he runs out the room. Why did he do that? Today, we're going to learn a piece by the Sichos Musar. The Sichos Musar is Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. He is a grandson in law of Rav Nassan Tzvi Finkel. Rav Nassan Tzvi Finkel, the Altav Slobodko, we've learned so much about as the master of Gadlus HaAdam, had a son, Rav Eliezer Yehuda Finkel, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mira Yeshiva, and Rav Eliezer Yehuda Finkel's daughter married Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. The Sichos Musar explains that the way to be Omed Benisayon, to overcome a test like the test of Yosef, can be learnt from the Midrashim describing those moments of hesitation which Yosef experienced. In those moments, the Midrash described, Yosef thinks back to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and he says, I come from a lineage of people who have prophecy. I come from a lineage of people who God appears to them. And if God appears to them, then what happens if God appears to me and I have sinned? And I won't be worthy of having him appear to me. The way to deter ourselves from sin, says the Sichos Musar, is to believe deeply that Hashem believes in you. What does it mean to be a great person? It means to live with a deep sense of understanding that Hashem is cheering you on. Sometimes I've had the unique experience of taking my driver's test in three different continents. I have a driver's license from South Africa, from England, and from Israel. And each one of them is as terrifying as your first. But when you're sitting in your driver's test and you've got the steering wheel and you're holding onto that steering wheel and the other person is sitting with a clipboard on the other side taking notes, silently taking notes, and you have no idea what they're thinking and they make no comments and scribbling away. And as you're driving, your heart is pounding and you're thinking, what are they judging me for? And I think sometimes we think about that in our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel like we're in the driver's seat, as Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says. We have Bechira, we have free choice, and we're holding onto the steering wheel, and we're driving around. And every now and then when we think about God as in this being, this overpresent being that's watching over me and taking notes. That's not what Hashem is, says the Sichos Musar. Hashem is your cheerleader. Hashem is not on the other seat taking notes. Hashem is in the other seat saying, you got this. You're going to do great. You're incredible. Why would you let yourself down when you can do so many incredible and great things? The way to ensure that we don't sin is to not just believe that we have Tzelem Elokim inside of us, but believe that the infinite oneness of God believes in us too and believes in our greatness. Our homework for today is, in challenging moments, to ask ourselves, can we hear deeply HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, you got this, you're going to do this, it's going to be a great, what is the most incredible outcome, and what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just expects of me, but deeply knows that I can do? And when I feel that inside of me, then I'll be able to live according to my greatest self. Thank you for learning with us.